The Assembly Building is a three-story office building just steps away from the Capitol. Last month, a legislative committee approved spending $6.6 million to convert it into 33 apartments as early as next year. It could help address some of the challenges legislators and their staff often face when looking for housing. For one, the downtown location could reduce the need to bring a car. That'd be a perk for legislators like Anchorage Senator Bill Wilikowski. He stopped bringing a car with him to Juneau a few years ago after an icy, windy stop in Whittier to drop off his car at the ferry.
It was like a comedy scene. I remember I fell down and I couldn't get back up and I was crawling, trying to get back to my car because it was like sheet ice and like 80 mile an hour winds. And then my glasses flew off into the ocean. It was crazy.
It would also bring the amount of session housing closer to pre-pandemic levels. The Legislative Affairs Agency keeps a list of rooms, apartments, and houses for rent submitted by landlords. Executive Director Jessica Geary says the list got significantly smaller during COVID. And then there's the issue of Airbnb.
We've had some people try to list using sort of their short-term Airbnb rental rates, so a few hundred dollars a night for some, and we've turned down those listings because we want it to still be affordable. We want Juneau to be a, you know, friendly, affordable place for the legislature to come.
Juneau Representative Sarah Hannon chairs the committee that approved the spending. She says they haven't determined how much rent will cost.
The goal is not to undercut the market, and the goal isn't really to become a profitable landlord, right? We're not going into the landlord business to make money, but I think there will be an expectation that it pays for itself and doesn't undercut any market that's out there.
Another major benefit will be availability during special sessions. Many leases meant for legislators and staff end in late April or early May, because that's when tourism season starts in Juneau. If the session goes longer than that, Geary says, it can put tenants in a tough spot.
Ships are coming earlier and earlier, so it's definitely an issue. Like, we're usually good on housing until, like, May 1st, and then it starts getting a little bit difficult.
Mike Mason has witnessed that firsthand. He's been a legislative staffer since 2015.
I mean, I can tell you horror stories of, like, I had housing for us when we had five special sessions in a year. I did not have to lose my housing. Almost everybody else did. And, like, I'm stashing people's clothes in my house and all this kind of thing because people are just couch surfing.
Mason is working for Anchorage Senator Lukey Tobin this year. Tobin says the housing crunch in April and May can have an impact on legislators' ability to get work done.
One of the things I've noticed is that 90-day period of time actually results in some work having to be shifted because many staffers are moving out of the place that they had secured into new accommodations. And so you really see an impact into the speed and efficiency of some of the bills moving forward because of that unfortunate blip.
The Legislative Affairs Agency still has rentals listed for the upcoming session, which starts on Tuesday. Legislators and staff still in need of housing, as well as Juneau homeowners with rentals available, can contact the agency's office. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.